Stefanik, People Have Died Because of Kamala's Role as Open Border Czar. By Jeff Poore on September 9, 2024. During Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Love-In, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, the fourth-ranking House Republican as Republican Conference Committee Chair, blamed Vice President Kamala Harris' failures as border czar for deaths tied to Biden immigration policy. According to the New York State Republican, Harris' unofficial appointment as border czar assigned her culpability. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are the most radical Democrat ticket in our nation's history, she said. Look at their record, look at the record of Kamala Harris. She is Joe Biden's open border czar. She owns this catastrophic failure of wide open borders prioritizing illegals and criminals over law-abiding Americans. People have died in this country, Mark, because of Kamala Harris' role as Joe Biden's open border czar. If you look at both Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they support defunding the police. We saw that when Tim Walz served as governor in Minnesota. We've seen that when Kamala Harris actually raised money to bail out criminals and has stood for defunding the police, Stefanik continued. On top of that, this inflation crisis across the country. The deciding vote in the U.S. Senate was Kamala Harris while she was vice president for Joe Biden's Inflation Expansion Act. It's the most radical, most socialist Democrat ticket, and that is why it's so incredibly important all Americans unify and elect President Donald Trump, who will save this country. Follow Jeff Poore on X at Jeff_Poore.